Thank you for tuning in to this podcast by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, also known as the OIG. My name is Becky Klingler, and joining me today is Joe Tronowski, Project Manager from the OIG's Land Cleanup and Waste Management Directorate and the Office of Audit and Evaluation. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Becky.
Joe, you are part of the OIG team that recently completed an audit of the EPA's biosolid program. Before we talk about the OIG's finding, can you give us a little insight into what biosolids are?
Sure, Becky. Biosolids are a byproduct of the wastewater treatment process. When wastewater from homes and businesses go down the drain or pipe, it ends up at a plant where it undergoes a treatment process. At the end of the process, there's a solid, semi-solid, or even liquid residue known as sewage sludge. The treatment plant can choose either to send this sewage sludge to a landfill or incinerator for disposal, or to have it undergo further treatment. Any sewage sludge that undergoes additional treatment and processing becomes known as biosolids. And if these biosolids meet certain regulatory standards, they can then be applied to the land. One example of using biosolids on the land is for a fertilizer.
I've heard of farmers and home gardeners using manure as fertilizer, but using biosolids, is this safe? Using what is essentially treated sewage sludge as fertilizer?
According to the EPA, treated biosolids are nutrient-rich organic materials that can help create productive soils and stimulate plant growth. Right now, the EPA is working to assess the safety of several hundred pollutants that have been found in biosolids, but the agency says it lacks the data and tools necessary to assess the health and environmental risk of many of these pollutants. As a result, the EPA is unable to state whether and at what level the pollutants found in biosolids pose a risk to human health or the environment.
Joe, can you define what a pollutant is in terms of biosolid?
There can be a variety of pollutants in biosolids. One type you might find is inorganic contaminants such as heavy metals, for example, lead, cadmium, arsenic, or mercury. Another type is organic contaminants such as pharmaceuticals and polychlorinated biphenyls, which are known as PCBs. A third type of pollutant you might find in biosolids is pathogens, such as bacteria, viruses, and parasites, which can cause diseases. The treatment process biosolids go through is designed to significantly reduce the concentration of pollutants and to minimize how attractive biosolids are to disease-carrying organisms, such as mosquitoes, fleas, flies, rodents, and birds. Still, even some biosolids treated have been found to contain pollutants. For example, the U.S. Geological Survey recently identified high concentrations of active ingredients commonly found in pharmaceuticals in the biosolids it tested.
Wow. So it's important that biosolids are treated properly so that people aren't potentially exposed to pollutants. How common is the use of biosolids in the United States?
Approximately 47% of the biosolids generated in the United States are applied to the land, including for agriculture, and this takes place to some extent in all 50 states.
What measures does the EPA have in place to oversee the land application of biosolids?
Since 1993, the EPA's implementation of its biosolids program has been guided by the Clean Water Act. The EPA developed regulations, commonly called the biosolids rule, that specify how the agency is to carry out mandates of the act. Our audit looked to see whether the agency's biosolids program has controls in place to implement these, specifically if EPA has controls over the land application of sewage sludge that are protective of human health and the environment.
So what is the EPA supposed to do? And did you find that the agency is doing these things?
There are existing controls based on the Clean Water Act and the EPA's biosolids rule, which include testing for 9 pollutants, all heavy metals, researching for additional pollutants that may need regulation, reducing pathogens and the attractiveness of biosolids to potential disease-carrying organisms, and conducting compliance monitoring activities. The EPA's risk communication regarding biosolids should also be transparent. We found the EPA's controls over the land application of treated sewage sludge or biosolids were incomplete or had weaknesses and may not have fully protected human health and the environment.
Okay, but what about testing for other pollutants?
That's a good question, Becky. Although we found the EPA consistently monitored biosolids for 9 regulated pollutants, the EPA lacked the data or risk assessment tools needed to make a determination on the safety of hundreds of other pollutants found in biosolids. The Clean Water Act and the biosolids rule required the EPA to review the regulations and identify additional pollutants at least once every 2 years. The 9 heavy metals currently tested have been regulated since the rule became effective and are the only pollutants regulated for land application. In 25 years, not one new pollutant has been added. We also found that the EPA was conducting reviews for additional pollutants in biosolids, but it hasn't always completed these reviews in a timely manner.
What effect do incomplete reviews have on the biosolid program?
Well, a review calls for the EPA to look at a wide range of data and sources to identify pollutants found in biosolids, and then to look at the risk assessments to determine whether the pollutants are safe or need to be regulated. To date, the EPA has identified 352 pollutants that appear in biosolids but do not have complete risk assessments. In other words, the EPA cannot say whether these pollutants are safe or unsafe when present in biosolids. When our audit team took a closer look, we found that at least 61 of those 352 pollutants are categorized as hazardous by other federal programs. According to EPA, just because another federal program determines a pollutant is hazardous does not necessarily mean it is a risk or harmful when the same pollutant is present in biosolids. Still, this designation by other federal programs is something that the EPA plans to take into consideration as it prioritizes its screening of unassessed pollutants in biosolids.
So, Joe, you're saying that even if the EPA identifies the presence of new pollutants in biosolids, the agency doesn't always have the information it needs to determine if they are harmful and should be regulated?
That's right, Becky. The Clean Water Act and the biosolids rule are silent as to who's responsible for researching the effects of pollutants in biosolids. They only say that the EPA should identify additional pollutants for regulation. The EPA is creating tools to more effectively assess the pollutants it identifies, including a probabilistic risk assessment tool and a screening tool, but development and peer review of those tools may take the agency years to complete.
You mentioned earlier that the EPA said biosolid meeting regulatory standards can help create productive soils and stimulate plant growth. Is the agency also cautioning the public that there are a lot of unknowns about biosolid?
Actually, that's an area of concern we report on. Federal agencies have a responsibility to be transparent to the public. When it comes to biosolids, the EPA has a Q&A page on its website, and it publishes the results of completed reviews. However, the information previously provided relied on outdated sources, and the website today is still not comprehensive. For example, where the EPA answers the question, are biosolids safe? The agency doesn't inform people about the 352 pollutants with incomplete reviews. Apart from the website, while the biosolids rule requires that containers of biosolids sold or given away have a label, the labels are not required to include information regarding the presence of unregulated pollutants or any statement of risk about biosolids.
Just to put this information in practical terms, this means your average consumer buying biosolids as fertilizer may not be fully informed, either online or on the labels, about the number of unregulated pollutants found in biosolid, or that the agency's assessment of risk is incomplete.
Yes, that's right.
What are some of the other conclusions you reached as a result of this audit?
In addition to what we've already discussed, the EPA has issued guidance about how generators of biosolids can reduce the presence of pathogens. However, during the course of our audit, we learned some of that guidance can be unclear and doesn't address new technologies now available. We also found that when the EPA does conduct on-site inspections of facilities with biosolids permits, it could do better recording the results in the agency's electronic tracking system.
How many recommendations did you make to the agency?
We made 13 recommendations addressing the findings we've discussed here and a few others, like conducting training for wastewater treatment operators and developing an online repository of information for biosolids program managers and wastewater treatment operators. The agency agreed with several of our recommendations, but disagreed with others. We are trying to resolve our differences.
Joe, thank you so much for sharing the results of this audit with us. Our listeners can find the full report titled EPA Unable to Assess the Impact of Hundreds of Unregulated Pollutants in Biosolids on Human Health and the Environment on the OIG's website at www.epa.gov/OIG. In addition, as the OIG and the agency move through the resolution process for the recommendations issued as a result of this audit, we will post updates. Once again, thank you for joining us.